everyone. I'm back with another option for crossword puzzles. I thought when I got this new phone, I would try the Apple News and see what it had to offer me, because I do like reading things from different locations, and it did have some interesting offerings. But I was especially elated to find out that it had a crossword puzzle option. So when I found those were accessible, I was delighted. And so I wanted to share this with you and how it works. And if you have a bundle with Apple, say that you have news and fitness and those kind of things, then you already have this available to you. And so puzzles is one of the options. I have followed, so to speak, puzzles. And so in the bottom right corner of my main screen on my tabs, the fifth tab over is following. And so I've made sure that I've saved puzzles. And when I navigate by heading down my screen, puzzles is one of the things that shows up. And so what I've opened, there are two options for each day. There are two puzzles a day, which is just fantastic. There is a crossword puzzle mini, which is like a 9x9 grid. It's very small, really doable, makes you feel good and successful. And then there's a big puzzle. And so this is playable with a keyboard. If you want to use a keyboard to type your answers in, with a braille display, it's really great. And so I would like to just show you how this works. So first of all, there are some things that you can set. I always turn off the timer, for instance, because I really don't know how long or want to know how long it took me to solve it, because I'm flicking and swiping and I just, you know, will turn the timer off. So here are the things that show up when you open up a puzzle.
Switch to list view button.
Okay, that's really handy. Switch to list view, because it gives you the clues in the list view.
Switch to list view. Switch to grid view button.
Okay, switch to grid view. So I wouldn't want to do that, so I'm going to go back.
Switch to grid view. Switch to list view button.
Okay, so this will be list view, and then we'll swipe to the right.
Gameplay options button.
Okay, gameplay options. Let's see what's in here.
Auto check button.
Auto check.
Check square button.
Okay, I can check the square, see if I'm right.
Check word button.
Word.
Check puzzle button.
And the puzzle.
Reveal button.
Collapsed. And reveal. That would be filling it all in.
Clear puzzle button.
Okay, that's what I wished I would have had on the other game, was clear puzzle, because I accidentally filled it all in.
Hide keyboard button.
Okay, we don't want to hide the keyboard.
Back button.
Okay, so now.
Switch to gameplay up, puzzle info, settings, and more button.
Okay, that puzzle info, settings, and more. Let's see what we have after this.
Timer hidden, double tap to show button.
Okay,
heading level 2.
Definitely want that timer hidden. Not really interested in knowing how long it's taken me. So let's go flicking to the left once to see what we have here.
Puzzle info, settings, about this puzzle button.
Okay, so about this puzzle.
How to play button.
How to play.
Settings button. Share button. More puzzles button. Hide keyboard button. Crossword mini, Friday, March 29th. 2024, in progress, easy, Eric Agard.
Okay, so it gives the author's name, gives the date. This is Friday, March 29th. So I'm going to definitely double tap here.
Back button. One across, permission, 3 underscores, 4 letters, blank, 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 blank. Navigation,
okay.
Landmark.
So I did switch to list view, and the first clue here is permission.
5 across, do the first half of a clopin. 5 letters, blank, 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 blank.
Okay.
6 across, numbered section of a supermarket. 5 letters, blank, 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 blank.
Okay, so numbered section of a supermarket. I'm going to take a good guess that that would be aisle. So if I double tap this.
6 across, numbered section of a supermarket. 5 letters, blank, 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 blank.
Okay, I'm going to start typing. I am not using a Bluetooth keyboard, so you might hear me fumble a little bit around the screen.
Shift A I S L E.
Wow, I hit it right on the money. So there's aisle. Now I'm going to go up and find that clue. It's not very far away.
Timer hidden, double down, 1 across, 5, 6 across, numbered section of a supermarket. 5 letters, a USLE.
Okay, so what happened, apparently, my finger slipped, and I have A-U-S-L-E. So let's see if I can fix that. I'm going to double tap that again. This would be
6 across, section of a supermarket, 5 letters, blank, 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 blank.
Okay, I erased what I had there because I mistyped it. So I'm just going to
blank.
Get back to the first square, and I'm going to type it correctly now.
Six across, numbered section of a supermarket. Five letters, ISLE.
Okay, so that is correct now. So if you do make a mistake in typing, it is a little fiddly to correct. You just have to find the clue and use the rotor to navigate word by word. You'll hear the clue word by word, and then each little blank is considered a little space or a word. Then after you correct your mistake, then you can retype it. This would probably be easier navigating on a keyboard. I definitely have done it on my Braille display. And so I have navigated around the puzzle, filled in the ones I wanted, and then I can always switch to the down clues. So we're working on across.
Across, double tap, button.
Now,
down, double tap, button.
Down, double tap. So if I double tap on down.
Down, double tap.
Now I have the clues that go down.
One down, cause of Katy Perry's fall at the 2010 Kids' Choice Awards. Five letters, blank, okay. Yeah, blank, blank. Navigation, landmark.
So I'm not up on pop culture too much, so I'm going to skip that one.
Two down, insult signified by an L hand gesture held to the forehead. Five letters, blank, ice, blank, blank.
Okay.
Three down, psalm is one of its five pillars. Five letters, blank, IL, blank, blank. Four down, sources of some social pressure. Five letters, blank, SE, blank, blank. Five down, select for a role in the movie. Four letters, L, blank, blank, and Q.
Okay, so we've reached the end of our down clues. And so because you know how I enter these, I'm just going to wait to enter those later until I have more time to ponder on the answers. But this is completely doable. I usually like to do the minis because I feel successful. And of course, if I did want to check the character, word, or whole puzzle or fill it in, I could if I really get to feeling like I need the answers. But for two puzzles a day, even if you just had that as your subscription to Apple News and that's all you did, I think it's a great value for that many puzzles every single day, which is really cool. And perhaps you can stretch your brain with some brain teasers and accessible crosswords.
Hey all, Marty here. Today, I'm going to show you how to move your icons around on iPhone and iPad. The process is exactly the same on both. So the first thing you would want to do is put your finger on whatever app you would like to move. So for this example, we will put our finger on Messages. We're going to move Messages next to Safari. So what you would do is place your finger on the Messages app. You would flick up until you hear Edit. Then you do a single finger double tap. Then you flick up again until you hear Drag. Then you do a single finger double tap again. Then you go to on your device, wherever Safari would be, or any other application you want to place the app you're trying to move next to. So for this example, we'll say Safari. You would place your finger on Safari, and you would then flick up until you hear a few things. One is going to be create a new folder with Messages and Safari. The next thing would be to place Messages to the right of Safari, which would be after Safari. The third thing would be place Messages before Safari. Once you decide which thing you would like to do, then you do single finger double tap, and the Messages app is dropped in that position, which would be either before, after, or create a new folder with. So that's how you do it. Moving your app icons around on iPhone and iPad with VoiceOver.
The Truett X3 Go over-the-ear headphones is a pair of headphones that folds up. I've got a pair here on video in the case that they come with. If you pull the headphones out, then you can take each side and unfold it. This headset goes on your ear. If you have the headset on in the correct orientation, on the right side are three buttons. The top button is your previous or volume up button. If you press and hold the top button, it will take you to the previous track. There's a dot on the middle button. pressing and holding this will turn the headset on. Press it once to play pause or double press it and you'll hear Siri or your smart assistant activate. Press the bottom button once to turn the volume down or press and hold it to skip to the next track. When I put this headset on for the first time, I was kind of impressed with how comfortable they were. The ear cups do pivot a little bit, and the sound is amazing for $53 headphones. Like, I was blown away with the amount of low ends and the amount of mids that you pick up with this headset. So it is a little low end heavy, I think. You may disagree, but the microphones also sound pretty darn good as well. So I'll let you get a demonstration of that real quick. I'm in an app called Just Press Record, and it says that the microphone that I'm going to use is the Tribbett Quiet Plus 71. I'm going to hit the record button, and this is the sound of the microphone on the Tribbett Quiet Plus headset. If I press the switch on the left-hand side, noise cancellation enables, and I believe the microphones also change slightly on the headset. Press the switch again, and noise cancellation turns off. So if you need a comfortable headset that sounds really good and you're interested in noise cancellation even a little, check out the Tribbett X3 Go over-the-ear headset at AT Guys and available in the show notes. And have a beautiful week.